Amen. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 7. Read from verse 36. Luke, chapter 7. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the ears of her hair, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake again within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have some word to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor. We had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them you love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom we forgave most. And he said unto them, thou art rightly judged. And he came to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I enter into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the ears of her hair. Thou givest me notice that this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And when they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this man that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are looking at this woman who had something special. People gathered, somebody invited the Lord Jesus to his house. Come and eat in my house. And while he was at table, and the Bible said something about a woman. There were several other persons there, but one person was singled out. A woman who was justified by him. She came in with her best and a box of alabaster ointment. Others sat, they came to receive, to partake of the meat, but this woman came to give. No, he came to give, and he gave her best. She gave her very best. So, we're all here. What are you come to do? Why are you here? Are you here only just say, let me partake of the meat of the blessing that God can give? The best way to receive is to give. To give of yourself. To give that which you have, which the Master is desiring of us. This woman said, she entered weeping. She saw her state. She was weeping. Are you here, Jessica? You know, but she saw something. She wanted something. That's justification that the Master can give. Yet the man that invited Jesus to meet, that he was not justified. But he said he was busy condemning the Master. But one thing that we need to take note is the fact that in that congregation, in that assembly, that the Master can single us out. And he will single you out when you have seen your heart, what you have come to give. Is it that there is a gathering that you just go there? No, it shouldn't be. You should come with a heart, a thanksgiving heart to give. Now, he said, a woman in this city. In that city, she was weak. Yet, many of them condemned her because they said she was a sinner. Yes, they condemned her to say she was a sinner. But the Master had not condemned her. That is the most important issue. So the Master had not condemned her, and she brought and our pastor brought of punishment. Now, when other people that were there, who in quotes were not sinners, they were not able to touch the Master. But this woman touched the Master. She touched the Master. And the Pharisee recognized it. He said, this woman yet touched the Master. He said, but the Master ought to have push her away because she was a sinner. But here was a woman that was thoroughly repentant. She came with a repenting heart of thanksgiving for the one who forgave her sins. And in the story, the Lord Jesus said that, look, there were two men who were debtors. And one had two little debt, the other one big. And he just thought to them and said, just go, don't bother to pay again. Say, who loved him more? He said, that one who had the much debt. But in this particular situation, this woman, yes, had the much debt. And that that she had been forgiven. And in appreciation of the fact that her sins were forgiven, she came in with a heart of thanksgiving to bestow on the Master her very best. That precious ointment, it broke the box. Can we be broken for the Master? Yes, we are in the camp meeting. Several places. But you can touch God. You can touch Jesus. Your story can be written and say, there was a man or there was a woman in that gathering who touched the Master. So let it not be that we are all lost in the crowd. The Lord Jesus can relate with all of us individually, personally, without anybody being lost in the crowd. And as we are here, we don't want anybody to be lost in the crowd. There must be a definite touch which we must receive of God. let's open our hearts. And what was this woman doing? She did something spectacular. Because she came and gave all. At the feet of the Lord Jesus, you know, when you, for the Jews, to enter the man's house, there's water for purification. But in this particular thing, you know, Jesus said, you give me no water to wash my feet, even when I enter into your house. But this woman came and used her tears to wash Jesus' feet. She gave something special. Bestowed that thing on the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that the hair of the woman, it's a good. But here, this woman took it and used it as power and to clean up the master's feet. And as he was doing that, pouring out her heart for people, what people were seeing that this was a sinner. A sinner in the city. But that day, our story changed. Your story can change, brother. Wherever you may be, your story can change in this camp. So our gathering is unto the Lord. And unto the Lord, your gathering, my gathering must be. Because it's clear that the gathering of the people is unto the Lord. So your coming here will be unto the Lord, not unto any man. Don't come to see anybody. Come to see only Jesus. Now, apart from that, when he broke the ointment, for many, ointment are meant for your head. But he said, she poured her own on the feet of Jesus. And everything that he was doing, he was bestowing it on the feet. Cleansing the feet, washing it, drying it, and anointing the feet of Jesus. Why the feet? Because she was bringing herself down before our Maker, before the Lord. All those of us say, let me of praise, because I'm not worthy to pour oil on the master, but to pour the oil on his feet. Because she has looked at the Lord Jesus, the Lord God that forgave her our sins. Yes, the Pharisees saw himself as not a sinner. Saw himself as not a sinner. You know, he justified himself. If he knew who this woman is, he would have known if he were a prophet. He was condemning the master. And Jesus came to save them that are lost. Not those who have justified themselves in the heart. Not those who have filled up, you know, with pride. Because the Bible says, them that are proud, the Lord will abase. So then, because she had abased herself before the Lord, she was lifted up. And this is the place God is bringing all of us unto. A place where we can remove our camp. The elders in Revelation, after, you know, crying, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty, what did they do? They removed their crown and placed the crown at his feet. All that we have ever been, all that we can ever be, whatever we have received in the Lord Jesus, and whatever we are yet to receive, they are only good for his feet, for the master's feet. If you receive and you are thinking that you have any glory before him, then there is problem. And that is the problem, you know, of Christianity today. Pride. We are all filled. The Laodicean church filled the lackness. And God said they had nothing. What they thought they had were nothing. Because they were just physical riches. Blessings that are not reachable. But God is calling us that we begin to reassess, you know, our lives, begin to bring our camp before His feet, casting everything. You want blessing, then all what God has given unto you, cast them at His feet. Cast them at His feet. Let there be no glory in ourselves. For if we must glory, we must glory in the Father, the Lord God, He alone is to be praised. And so this woman was justified. And the Lord told this Pharisee, He said, look, this woman touched me. I knew that somebody touched me. Like that woman with the issue of blood, it was in a congregation, but she told the Lord Jesus. Well, there are many people that were just in the press. You push them in the process, they pass the mask. But that was not the kind of test that God was looking, that the Lord Jesus was looking for. The test of faith. Somebody that had faith. Who can say, yes, I came to this church. This 2011 camp meeting to receive of the Master. And you came in faith that as you have come, you are going to go back blessed of Him. And so, He told the Master. So anyone who has faith can always tell the Master. And that was what the Lord Jesus recognized. You know, at the end, He said, for this woman, she loved much. While she was still alive, the Lord God. So our Lord Jesus gave the memorial of her. He said, this one loved much. And in Mark and the epistle of the same story said that the leper, this gospel, you know, shall be mentioned of the Lord Jesus, that this thing that this woman did will be recorded on for her. It was a written story. A memorial for her. Brethren, we can all have a memorial in God. And our memorial in God is the faith that we are able to exercise, to bestow, you know, all that we have upon Him. Because most of all, it is fear. Fear of what we become. If I give up my title and fall into the sea, then what will become of me? If I do this, what will become of me? But what is saying? This woman, she was already blackmailed by the people she was seeing. So she had nothing to fear. So she blacked for everything at His feet. Brethren, let's come to Paul at His feet. And have faith that He who called us is able, you know, to keep us and to fulfill that which you say, we will do. May the Lord bless us, even as we say in His presence. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, our Father, who has brought us together according to your pleasing. At this time, your children shall gather
and look upward to you.
Brother Jeff, I will come to you that will ask to you, even as you have spoken unto us this evening, Lord God. We have come, half God, that you might give grace unto each and every one of us to yield our hearts to you and to give our all to you, our God. Lord God, that we might, each of us might meet with you, our God, that in this meeting we shall have a touch of the hem of your garment. Lord God, Lord God, and we shall be blessed, and your name shall be glorified, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour to ask that you give every one of us, Lord God, the grace, Lord, to stand firm, taking a decision that I must meet with my Lord tonight. In this meeting, that I will not be the same. Father, that is what we are asking. That no one of us shall come to you with levity, with carelessness. Lord God, we ask for help, Lord God, that this table that you have placed before us shall be taken very seriously, because it is a thing of eternal value. Therefore, we come for help, our Father. Help us. Yes, in that day when there was a gathering of the people of God for a feasting, and one was found to be without the wedding garment. Lord, we come that you will help us, that none of us shall come without the right garment. Help us. Help our infirmities. Help our faithlessness. Help our unbelief, our God. Cut off the first case, Lord God, that we might come unto you this day, Lord God, in sincerity, to worship and to give our all unto you, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. For we know that you have just begun with us, and you will take us to where you want us to be, so that you have not brought us out this far to take us back again. For we know that we will get to the promised land. Thank you, our Father. We bless you, our God. We come to you again, that you will touch each and every one of us. Lord God, that the spirit that comes so big and mortal, that which comes so distract, Father, you will cut it off from us, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Lord God, that we will come as a people that have come to meet with your God, that we will have it as something very important in our hearts. From now on, that our hearts will be set on you, our Father. That, Lord, our God, this meeting shall bring about a change in every man. Lord, give that hope to every one of us. Let each one of us receive grace to take a decision tonight that we must meet with you. And our spirits will not be the same anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we come to pray for the ministries. Lord God, that every ministry, Lord God, shall begin to arise. Lord, the ministers, Father, we ask that you will strengthen them. You will strengthen each one. And Lord, we will stand in our ministries to bring forth that which you have put in us, that your body shall profit without. In the name of the Lord Yeshua. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Yes, you said that you have called us by a name. That is why we are out here. We are not ordinary people. We are people of the Lord. Lord, our God, we come to trust you in this meeting. Lord God, We come to trust you, Lord God, that nothing in us shall hinder us from meeting with you, from receiving our blessings from you, from coming with a heart of trust unto our God, that this way is the way of our God, the God of the heavens and the earth, the only true God. Lord God, with that certainty of mind, each one of us, Lord, shall be in this meeting from now on until the end of this meeting. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, our Father, for this help you have given unto us. We bless you. Thank you, Lord. Be thou glorified, O God. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.